Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etshalom. We're now in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yod Dalet Amud Bet, near the bottom of the Amud, picking up on the dispute, as recorded in Masechet Bikurim, between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer about the status of an etrog, whether it's fully treated like a tree or for some particular parts, for ma'asrot, considered like a vegetable. Amar Rabba Bar Avuna, Hashta de Amar Gamliel etrog, achar likitato isuro ki yarek. Gamliel said that an etrog is judged like a vegetable for issues of ma'asrot, and the year for ma'asrot is determined not by when the tree blossoms or when the buds blossom, but rather when the etrog is picked. So then, Rosh Hashanah shalot tishrei. So therefore, it should follow the vegetable law and have tishrei as its Rosh Hashanah, not Shvat. Meitave, watch this challenge. Rosh Shimon Elazar Omer, Liketa Etrog, Erev Chamisha Asar, Shvarad Shalot Tova Hashemesh, Vachazar V'Leket Mishnah Tova Hashemesh. Let's say you were harvesting an Etrog tree, and you did some of it on the 14th of Shvat, and some of it that night. Ein Torminu Masrim Mizel Zet. You can't take Trumot to Masrot from one pile to the other. L'Fishen Torminu Masrim, L'Mon Chadash V'Lan Hashan, L'Mon Hashan Al-Hadash. You can't take from one year over to the other. Haitash, the Shit Nechneset RVE, let's say it was the third year and going into the fourth year of Shemitah, the Shit Maser Shon Maser Ani. You give Maser Ani from the earlier bunch, and Ravid Maser Rishon Maser Shani, and the later bunch instead has Maser Shani along with Maser Rishon. That's the obvious implication of them belonging to different years. We'll see why they picked that example. Now, Man Shamad Leda Zubata Lakita. Who is it who says that we follow likita, which means harvesting and not budding, from Gamliel? Uktani Shvat, and here the example he gives is, in the one case he gives is, where some of it was picked before Tu B'Shvat and the other was after Tu B'Shvat. So that means that even Gamliel would admit that even though he's treating it like a vegetable and reckoning it based on the time of harvesting, it's still a Shvat issue and not a Tishrei issue. Elid Mahachid Mar, Rav Huna, so Rav Huna must have said as follows. We got Gam the Rav Gamliel, Rosh Hashanah, Yerek, Rosh Hashanah, Shalosh Shvat. It says, even though Gamliel says we treat it like a vegetable, as far as determining at what point in the processing determines its date from Aser, it's still going to be, the year will turn on Shvat. Okay, parenthetically, in the earlier example we saw, we gave the example of what happens if it's for Rosh Hashanah of the second year, and then you pick some later on, which is the third year, so then Maser Sheni and then Maser Ani. And why here did they give the example of a third year going to a fourth year? The answer is Miltag of Orchig HaMashvalan. They're teaching us something special about an etrog. Why? The etrog kashale yada. The etrog tree suffers from people playing with it a lot. And since during the Shemitah year, everybody's playing with it because it's totally open to everybody, it doesn't give fruit until the 3 years. So it takes 3 years to recover from Shemitah, as it were. And so therefore, it's going to be the third year going to the fourth year, but not the second year going to the third year. So he asked his Rebbe, Etrog, Rosh Hashanah Shaloi Matai. He asked this question, when is the Rosh Hashanah for Etrog? And this is assuming, of course, from Gamliel. Amar Lehu Le Shvat. He said Shvat. Good. Shvat Tachorashim or Shvat Tetkufa. Do you mean Shvat, the month Shvat? Or do you mean the time of year that's typically Shvat? We'll call it, let's say, the first week of February, based on the seasons, which would mean, of course, that in an early year we would make it the end of Shvat, and in a late year we might make it the end of Tevet. I'm related to Chodashim. Now, we just follow the months. So now, in Bavel, this piece of Torah was then pushed further from Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yane, or perhaps it's still part of the original conversation. What if you have a leap year where Shvat is now late in the winter? You follow most years, and even in a Shana Moberet, we still use the month of Shvat. I'm a Rabba. Etrog bat shishit shnichnasal l'shvit. So you have an etrog that blossomed during the sixth year, and now it's Shemitah. Pturamina maser, you don't have to take maserot. Upturamina biur, you also don't deal with it like pirot shvit, and you don't have to do biur. Uvat shvit nechasal shminit, but if it blossomed during Shemitah, and then it went to the eighth year when you picked it, pturab maser, v'chayevet bebiur, then you have to do biur. So Amarle Abaye, Abaye turns to Rabbi and says, Bishlo asefa, I understand that you're being machmir in the Seifa Lechumra, and that is you're saying, well, it may belong to the seventh year, and therefore you have to do biur. Elo Reisha Pturamina biur my. Why is it Pturamina biur? Dominizil Batacharata, that you're going using blossoming as the date, which means you're following Rabbi Eliezer, not Rabbi Gamliel. or at least for Shemitah you are, which we Gamliel agree, that's fine. So Yachid Techeva Maaser. Then you should have to take Maaserot because it blossomed in the sixth year. So Amarle, Yadakom Mashashin Ba, Vyatamar Techeva Maaser, but when you're harvesting it, everybody's there. How can you take Maaserot from something that's Hefker? In other words, it may be, the year may be determined by the point of blooming, but in fact, when you're harvesting it, everybody's harvesting it, so there's no ownership. From Nuna Amar, Olam Shishit, he has a different take than Rabbah. He says that something that blossomed during the sixth year goes into the seventh year, is always considered a sixth year tree for everything, including Masrot, and one that blossomed in the seventh year is being picked in the eighth year is totally a Shemitah fruit. Meitave is a challenge to both. Rabbi Shimon, our exact case. Why? The only way something can be chayav and maser is if it grew at a time of chiyuv and was also harvested at a time of chiyuv. Since it was harvested during Shemitah, it's patur. So that goes against Rav Nuna. That if you have a Shemitah year one that blossomed during Shemitah and was picked during the eighth year, from an aser patur, it's also patur, which goes against Rabbah and goes against Rav Hamnuna. The only way for it to be chayav in biur is if it grew during Shvi'it, v'nalkat by Shvi'it, and was harvested during Shvi'it, which means an etrog, which has a long gap between when it blossoms and when it's picked, is any time around Shemitah is going to become exempt because they won't both happen in the same during a year of non-Shemitah. Okay, Reisha Kasha Rav Nuna, Seifa Kasha Rav Nuna. The Reisha's ruling is against Rav Nuna, and the Seifa is against both of them. So the answer is Tanoi here. This whole issue is a Machloka Tanaim. Tanya Amar Biyosi, Avtul Musi Eid Mishum Chamishaz Kenim. Testimony in the name of five elders. Etrog Achar Lekitato Lim Ma'aser. That for Masrot, we take the etrog, the date is determined by harvest, which is like Rabbi and Gamliel. But in Usha, they made the decision, that not only for Maser, but also for Shvi'it, we determine what year it belongs to based on when it's harvested. And so that itself would be the Machloket Tanaim that then gets played out in this positions of Rav Hamnun and Rabbah. So Shvi'it, Mandach, Shvi'it, how did Shemitah get into that Braita? The answer is Chasoy Mechser Vachitani. This is how it should read. Etrog Achar Likitato Lema'aser. Etrog follows the harvest time from Aser Lekum Gamliel. V'yachar Chanatal L'Shvi'it. And it follows the blossoming time for Shemitah. If it blossoms during Shemitah, it's Chayav, like Rabbah's position. From Boteinu Nimnu Be'usha. Sorry, that's from Nuna's position as far as Shvi arose. Roteinu nimnu b'usha, and they made the decision, achar l'kita to b'en ha-maser b'en ha-shvi'it. It always follows the kita. Itmar v'yochan v'shlokish amri tovar, they both said, etrog b'at shishit n'chzat l'shvi'it, blossoms during the sixth year and is harvested in the seventh year, the olam shishit, just like Rav Nuna said. Kiat Ravina Rabbi Yochan, Ravin, though, came with a different report, etrog b'at shishit n'chzat l'shvi'it, afilu kazait n'aseh kikar, if it blossomed just a little bit, it became huge, chayvin olam mishum tevel. There's still a din of tevel, maasrot still apply, even though only a little bit had blossomed and started growing during the sixth year, because it follows chanata totally. Now, Tan Rabbanan, ilan shechantu perotav kodom chamisha asar b'shvat, if it blossomed before the 15th of Shvat, mitaser l'shana shavra, it goes to the previous year, there's a regular tree, not an etrog. Achar chamisha asar b'shvat, but if it's afterwards, mitaser l'shana bat, goes for the next year's masrot. Amar Rabbi Nechemya, b'med v'am amurim b'ilan shoseh shtei b'richot b'shana, that's trees that have two harvest seasons. They don't really have two generations, that's what it means. It's like two generations, meaning that they're harvested at two different intervals, or twice with an interval between them. But a tree that only has one season for harvesting, like palm date trees, olive trees, and carobs, even though the blossoming was before Tu B'Shvat, mitasrim l'shana ba'an. The Masrot go after the next year. Rabbi Yochanan, go am b'charvin k'rav Nechemya. He says, everybody follows Rabbi Nechemya, this ruling, when it comes to carobs. And therefore, carobs are always based on the time that it's harvested, not the time that it is, that it blossoms. Eight, Rabbi Shlokish, Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Shlokish challenged Rabbi Yochanan. B'not Shuach, this is a particular kind of, kind of fig tree. Shvi'it shalahen shniya. Their shmita is really the second year. Why? It takes them 3 years to grow, which means when they blossom in shmita, anything that is ready to pick in the second year blossomed 2.5 years earlier, 3 years earlier during shmita. Which means that for shmita we follow it, even if it only has one harvest season, we follow time of blossoming, not time of picking. Ishtik. Rabbi Yochanan had no answer, or at least he was silent. Rabbi Abba coined the Rabbi Yossi coin. So they said, "Amai Ishtik, why was Rabbi Yochanan silent?" I quote Rabbi Nechemia. You're coming back Rabbi Nechemia. I'm just saying that's Rabbi Nechemia's opinion, and we follow it. The answer is Mishum da Amar leishavkar Rabbanan v'avtek Rabbi Nechemia, because his answer would be, "Why are you ignoring Rabbanan and doing like Rabbi Nechemia? You must hold that everybody agrees with Rabbi Nechemia on this." By the way, Rabbi Yochanan could have answered and said, "This is what people do," not saying it's the halacha. Because Rish Lakish's answer would be, "Why do we allow them to continue doing if it is wrong?" He could have said back, "I was quoting a story about what people do, or the common custom people do with carobs, which the masrot of carobs is the rabbanan." The Atamart li Shvita, Doraita, and you're quoting back something about Shmita? On a Doraita, we're more machmer. Ela Amar Rabbi Abba Kohen is the answer. Tmiani im heshiva Rish Lakish to Jubazu. I don't know if Rish Lakish had an answer to this. Im heshiva utva? What do you mean if he answered? He's the one who challenged. I don't know if Rabbi Yochanan accepted the challenge of Rish Lakish, and if his silence should be interpreted as acquiescing or not. And that's how we leave it. We'll pick it up with the second Mishnah in the next podcast. Where we will look at the issue of Din and go into some famous agadot about Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaDin. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.